You are listening to a special edition podcast of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for a podcast that is long overdue, because I'm pretty sure you're tired of hearing about The Force Awakens and pretty much commenced on the backlash, but we haven't gotten our reviews yet, so it's officially still open season for us. I am your host, the Marvelous Iggy, a.k.a. Ben. Let me know, first off, I'm coming new on my new blue snowball microphone, so let me know how I sound quality-wise. These jimokes think I sound okay, but I want to hear what the audience has to think. So before we get into that, as I do not forget, because I know things happened last week, joining us is Blowjob Fett. Welcome back.
Why, thank you.
Joining us next, who will not be watching the Super Bowl in Glee, is B-Rye8.
I'll be watching it in Glee only to see Peyton Manning get his ass handed to him by the Panthers.
And of course, last but not least, it's Handjob Solo, everybody. Welcome back.
Woohoo! It was awesome!
So we are here to discuss Star Wars Episode 7. I think it's fair to say it's open season. No, you haven't seen it by now. You probably haven't had it spoiled by either some Calvin and Hobbes picture or emo Kylo Ren on Twitter. You probably had the movie spoiled for you in some fashion. Luckily, I did not. Did you guys have, before we officially get into it, did you guys have Force Awakens spoiled for you at any point before the official release date of December 21st?
Hell to the fuck no, and I threatened everybody I knew that they spoiled it, I was going to kill them.
Well, you're white, so you can get away with that. Taser.
Oh! No, I had a friend who kind of spoiled the Han thing, but it was more, I took it as more speculation and then promptly forgot about it on purpose like months ago. And then when I saw him, when we saw it, that was this was me for the second time, I punched him in the fucking arm because he had it coming. Fucker.
And
by the way, it was the same friend that I pointed out was in that first episode of Daredevil. It was that fucker.
Oh.
He knows who he is.
And of course, B-Rye, did you have it spoiled for you?
Nope, not a damn bit.
Good, awesome. So let's get right into it with Star Wars The Force Awakens. What did we like about it? One of the things I can immediately say that it can, and we're going to bring up the prequels because it's kind of hard not to, because just because of like the ultimate comparison of bad versus the ultimate comparison of good in terms of quality, is that one thing that stuck out to me after, I've seen the movie three times. And
nice!
That's and I usually, at first I was like, I'm going to see it once, that's it. In fact, I converted a friend of mine to become a Star Wars fan so much that she wants me to buy her a lightsaber lamp, a blue one specifically. One is how I loved how somehow they made the three new main characters, Poe Dameron, Rey, and Finn, or Traitor, as for some reason that's a meme now, all likable, or all maybe not likable, relatable, or interesting, and you become invested in them. Because that's one of the things I was worried about, is like, and John knows this from a wrestling standpoint, you cannot rely on these old war horses like Hamill, Fisher, and especially Ford for ever. They're going to not be able to do this stuff for much longer. So you need. They can't. I mean, they can't. Like watching. I mean, it was like Han running around a little bit. You can tell, like, okay, he's showing his age. I don't want to see a like old, super old Han Solo doing this anymore. So I'm glad that they managed to tap in that magic that made Han, Luke, and Leia. Maybe not in that same caliber, but definitely like, okay, I want to know more about these people. I want to follow their journey. I want to see where this all goes. So definitely all three accounts, especially Poe. Like, I think I pretty much say, like, for a while it was always Hugh Jackman that I would go gay for. Yeah, Poe, yeah, Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac, like, dude, if I ever see you and you wanted to do it in my butt, it's fine with me. You are a handsome motherfucker.
In other words, if you want an Iggy burrito, he's all ready for
it. I'm sure. Oscar Isaac. I wanted Poe Dameron because to me he felt like the Han Solo of the group, but like in terms of like being like this the confident one, but not like Han Solo where Han Solo's kind of an asshole, but more like we got this. But it's more confidence than arrogance, I should say. And it was good. Finn is something we haven't seen in a Star Wars movie before, in that he's kind of reluctant in a lot of things he does. He steps up when needed to be step when things needed to happen, but. He's like, no, like any real person in that kind of situation would be like, no, I want to go the opposite way. This is crazy town. And then of course, Rey, I don't know what else I can say about Rey other than that. I love that woman. I'm interested in where her arc goes. And that she had the best moment of the movie. And when it's down to her and Kylo Ren thinks he's got this and she gets the lightsaber, I legit cheered in the theater. And I won. Yeah,
everyone erupted in my theater when that happened.
It was just like, fuck yeah, go kick his ass. It was a cool moment, and I'm really glad a toy didn't spoil it. You know, if I would like, because all the trailers and all the posters make you think. And no disrespect to Finn, because Finn's great. I love Finn. He had a great showing against the stormtrooper that has now become a meme, who just sells traitor, and. But I really like, and Finn was cool. But I was really cool to see that Rey, got it. It was nice to see Han. It was nice to see Chewie and Leia. That was really cool. I'm conflicted about Kylo Ren, because I know there's some people who definitely hate him. There's some people who find him interesting, and there's some people who like him as a villain. I'm kind of in that interested point because he's very much in that raw material kind of character. Like, he's not fully developed. Even Snooka. I'm gonna just call him Snooka. Snooka hasn't admitted he hasn't completed his training. Although he had the funniest moment in the movie when he's throwing a tantrum with his lightsaber and the two stormtroopers are like, nope, walking the other way now. But I'm interested to see where he goes over the course of the next two movies, is what I'm saying. I don't know if he's a great villain. He's no Darth Vader. Nothing can be Darth Vader. He's a Darth Vader wannabe, which is my favorite thing about him, is that he idolizes his grandfather so much so that he's basically copycatting him, even down to the giant-sized planet. But we're going to get to all that stuff later. And of course, everything else, the music, the sound effects, everything. It felt like Star Wars. If there's one thing, and you can go to marvelseeky.wordpress.com to listen to all six commentaries I did, if there's one thing that the prequels didn't do, is that, and it's weird because it's in the name, they didn't feel like Star Wars. They didn't have the visual look, that feeling of adventure. It was all stoic people with lightsabers up their asses because it was always about the Jedi. Versus here, it felt like A New Hope or Star Wars. It felt like watching that 77 film in some ways more than one way sometimes. Like that sense of adventure, you know what I mean? It felt like a Star Wars movie. It felt like literally going to a galaxy far, far away, and it looks tangible. You can touch it. You can be there. You can be on Jakku. You can go to Not Mon Mothma. That's the rebel woman. The midget woman who gives Rey the lightsaber. You can go to that cantina. It felt like Star Wars, and I think that J.J. Abrams did an amazing job of capturing that magic that was in there for the first movie. And that's pretty much what I have to say about the good. Like, I legit came out, and I saw it with a friend of mine who never seen Star Wars before at the time, and she watched all the ones afterwards, but she... And just, we were, like, both ecstatic. I had a huge smile on my face. And this isn't a diss on any other movies, but, like, you know, you come out liking, yeah, that was a good movie. This one brought a smile onto my face. Like, I was like an 8-year-old kid all over, like, 8-year-old kid and 7-year-old kid in 1997 watching the remastered versions of episodes 4, 5, and 6 with my dad for the first time. And seeing that magic. It was like that. They captured that magic somehow. That's what I'll say, that it was those a lot of good. I only had two complaints, but three bad points, but I'll get to those a bit. Taser, what did you like about The Force Awakens?
It brought me Han Solo and Chewbacca back. What else is there? You know, yeah, you got, you know, old General Organa, you know, Leia, and, you know, yeah, you got freaking Luke for all of 10 seconds looking, oh, look, I have hair. Ooh. Ha! Screw them! It brought me Han and Chewie back. Han and Chewie! Han and Chewie! And I have to say this. I saw it in 3D first because I weakened. I was weak. And I wanted to see what the fights looked like, specifically the dog fights looked like in 3D. And I was totally rewarded with Rey and Finn's flight away from those TIE fighters that was after them as they're flying through the sand dunes of Jakku and inside their freaking Star Destroyer. Totally rewarded. I despite some of the issues that the problems that I have with the movie, those things are the only reasons why I wouldn't give this a 5. You know, as it is, I would give it a 4.85 with those things included. But this movie gave me the what came next, although what came next after Jedi was like 30-some-odd years later. Still, it gave me the what came next that, you know, most people always wonder about, you know, when it comes to stories like what they had, where, okay, yeah, the big baddie's been killed, and, you know, somebody's been vindicated, and the big patty was killed, and the big thing that was killing the people killed, and woohoo, we won it all, we won! What happened next? And this gives us that. So while what we're given, we may not all be happy or satisfied.
Yeah, I know some people are not...
Right.
I mean, some people don't want to acknowledge this movie at all, which is odd.
Yeah, that is true.
That's
And I'll say, no, it's not. It's believable. Because there were some things in this movie that, no, I didn't want. You know, I didn't want to see happen. A development that I didn't like. You know, and that all boils down to personal taste. But despite those, by and large, this movie gave me what I wanted in a continuation from the first trilogy. So while I could, you know, still knock J.J. Abrams upside the head for some of the stuff that he did, by and large, I love the fucking movie. You know, there you go.
B-Rad, what did you like about The Force Awakens?
Oh, boy. Perhaps it's fitting that I'm the one that has to talk about this, but on top of, you know, the old veteran actors coming back, you know, Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Peter Mayhew and Mark Hamill to a brief extent, you know, the new blood injection in this movie was just top-notch stuff, honestly. It was it was really, like, just stellar acting across the board on all fronts here. I mean, you get the sense that Poe is sort of out of his depth in terms of he doesn't really know what he's doing with his life now. You get the sense that Rey is sort of experiencing all this for the first time and is just kind of, you know, really more in her element in the fact that she's having to deal with it as it goes. And you get the sense that Poe is just, you know, confident, but it's all earned confidence, and he is just spot on about it. And, of course, Kylo Ren, oh my god, he's such a whiny little pissant.
There's a whole Twitter account dedicated to his character, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really just, across the board, it was really top-notch acting to bring together a new generation of Star Wars fans, and couple them with an older generation, you know. And that is something I think that's really important here because, you know, as stated earlier, you can't just rely on the old actors. You need to reinvent this for a new generation. And I think they successfully did that while also harkening back to the older of the original best trilogy of Star Wars films, still in my mind. On top of that, I mean, really, it was Andy Serkis doing Snoke. Snoke. Domhnall Gleeson playing Hux, the Imperial, the Ginger Imperial. He was great.
I forgot to mention BB-8 because BB-8 was awesome.
Oh yeah, and it's like everything that was added to this movie only served to make it better. There was nothing that really sort of dragged the movie down, and I think that was really important because when you look at the prequels, a lot of stuff got thrown in that we hadn't seen before, and it sort of bogged the movie down in its own, I don't really know what to call it, but the movie suffered from not being able to be its own thing while also, you know, harkening back to the past in a restrained way. This one sort of hit the right balance, I think, and that's really important. The lightsaber duels, for which there were few, and that is to say there was one, well, two if you count when the lightsaber changes hands, but I gotta say, man, I liked that Finn went down swinging. Okay, he didn't go down without a fight. He didn't bitch out, so that's good on him. But then Rey picks it up and turns it right the fuck around. And I am waiting to see Kylo Ren fight her at 100% because, you know, as we know, the best part of that movie was when Kylo Ren murdered Han Solo, and you just see Chewie look over and go, "Ah!" I just scream all this.
That made me, I think, like,
and he took a pot shot at the kid who probably has at least.
That's the thing everybody wanted Luke to do when Obi-Wan was shot and was killed by Vader in the first movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he did start shooting though.
Afterwards, though, like he paused. Whereas Chewie was like, "Nah, fuck you. You're gonna die. I don't care if you're my godchild."
That was more, I think. He was stunned at that point, which is understandable. It's like, no, and also because Ben gave up, you know?
True.
Whereas Han was in the process of thinking that he was getting his son back.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you've seen enough movies,
by the way, the son of a bitch,
they walked into that area,
that son of a bitch is named
all of a sudden, there's a spotlight, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, you knew it wasn't happening.
Like, it had to be on a catwalk, too. Nothing could ever happen on a catwalk.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the fact that, like when they first mentioned that Kylo Ren is the son of Leia and Luke, it wasn't, like, huge or big. It was just, like, Leia and Han. Leia and Han, okay. That's their son. And, dang. Like, it's not, that scene is not treated as big, but it felt big, because there wasn't, like, pops in circumstance, like, this is our son. So when he just screams Ben like a dad, like, you know, yelling at his son for the first time in years, it was like, for that first month, I was just like, he killed by his own son. By the way, my dad told me that two of my brothers, any of you kill me, murder me like that, I'm going to come back and murder you just as hard.
I will come back more powerful than you will ever know.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
By his own son.
I also liked, you could tell there was more of a balance, I think, of practical and computer-generated effects, which there wasn't that, right? This movie was very well balanced, I think I'll say. It wasn't spectacular by any stretch of the imagination, but it was very good in that it was very balanced in what it tried to do.
Exactly.
The effects were between practical computer generated, the split story between old and new characters. All this stuff hit a very good balance. I think that's very important because it hit the right tone. And now we can take that and sort of merge off in its own direction and start telling its own stories. And that is, I think, something that needs to be done. So that being said, I mean, there wasn't a whole... I mean, there were a few things I didn't like about it. I'll get to those in a moment. But for the most part, I mean, that was really just, you know, a really solid start, and I really enjoyed it. So that was what I liked about the movie.
John, close out the positivity. What did you like about the movie?
I'm surprised no one has brought it up, but Kylo Ren, the very first part of the movie, freezes the fucking force, the laser gun, you know, the bolt, in mid-friggin' air.
That was beautiful.
And I was like, holy shit.
It kind of says who you're dealing with a little bit.
Yeah. I also like the fact that everybody that was bitching about how Kylo Ren was such a pussy and all that, and that fight and all that, you got to remember, he just got shot by Chewbacca, for fuck's sake. And then he was also, you know, using the dark side, you know, he was pounding the pain to, you know, power himself. And I was like, the fact that he was holding his own and, you know, against somebody who was obviously going into her own power, even though I think it was slightly overpowered, but, you know, it was cool. Kylo Ren was pretty good, as long as he kept the helmet on and it didn't look like an emo douchebag.
But he looked like Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, that's the mistake there. It was good to see Chewbacca again, good to see Han, especially Han finally getting to use the Wookiee crossbow, and he goes, I like this thing. Because he was blowing
the shit out of You're cold? So many great one-liners, so many great comedic beats in this movie.
I also loved that, what they're calling traitor trooper, you know, he was a badass. He comes in, he's like, traitor! And just whoops out that electro baton, and I was like, good God, why didn't they advertise this guy instead of Phasma? At least he's doing something. Because, you know, they hyped up Phasma. And
we'll get into that, I think.
I know, but I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I get you.
It was great seeing Carrie Fisher again. It was, you know, it just... Everything hit right. I did not have any kind of complaint other than maybe Han getting it, but I also knew that's how they probably got Harrison Ford back for the movie. And everything hit the beats. I mean, people are going to go, it was just nothing but a warmed-up version of Episode 4. So, if you notice, all these film series all have familiar beats to it while adding brand new stuff. If you were entertained, that's all you need to know. It's Star Wars, It's not heavy drama.
And this is my thing to say to that, John, is that, this is what I tell people in that, like, yeah, it's a lot of rehashing of, and I think we'll get into more in depth, but I'll say this from my perspective, they needed to do something. They needed to tell the fans that after the prequels, because a lot of people were burned. Like, I know people started telling their stories on like how after the prequels came out, especially after Sith, it's like, I don't know if I can watch Star Wars again because I don't know if anything could be done. Exactly. That magic is gone. They needed to basically.
Sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Sith was pretty decent.
But a lot of people's trust has been burned. I feel like they played it safe. They played it really safe, but it was safe, but it was still entertaining. And it earned their trust. Now they have to deliver with the last two.
I loved seeing all the dogfights we got. We got the Millennium Falcon going through the start.
I bought Poe Dameron's X-Wing, a little miniature figure.
I loved the new design of the TIE Fighters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, everything was up to date, but still had the classic feel. And, you know, it was all there. The only thing I might have any, you know, that I might have been slightly disappointed at was the end fight with the, where, you know, I think Rey was way too overpowered, but, you know, they had, the title says it all, Force Awakens. She was awakened pretty damn strong.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, bring back the balance that...
She convinced Daniel Craig to let her go.
Yep. You know,
Daniel Craig was in that movie.
Is that sarcasm? James I can't Bond, tell.
When you convince James Bond to let you go.
Whoa, you know. That was... James Bond, Daniel Craig?
The sarcasm is...
The level of sarcasm coming out of his butt over there.
Taser, you turned on your sarcasm computers. What's wrong?
You know, I just segue for a hot second. I would have been more enthusiastic in that scene, having been Daniel Craig, if he sounded like himself, but he used an American accent. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Been more James Bond sounding, yeah.
Yeah,
Trooper.
Exactly. If
it Stone Trooper.
His voice, that'd have been like, oh, that is awesome! You know, but as it is, it's like...
I didn't know what it was until afterwards. I did not know...
Most people didn't, you know, but I think that's kind of the thing that hurts it.
Yeah.
That you couldn't tell because they didn't want you to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. What I also really liked was when we finally get to the end and we see Luke, it was nice to see Mark Hamill not channeling psychotic, crazed killer.
Oh,
whether it be tricky.
He looks good for you know the role. He looks really good. I'm not gonna lie.
Next one.
Because I kept thinking in my head, because they kept pounding it in the movie, and I guess we'll transition. Adriana, do you want more? Do you have any more likes?
No, that's it. I guess we're gonna transition
into negatives. And the first one I had, and I've kind of revised this a little bit since the least I pick, is that because the whole like the crawl is about you gotta find Luke. So I was expecting him to show up like when they were fighting Kylo Ren, which in retrospect I'm glad they didn't, because that would have taken away Rey's moment. But I was disappointed. Wait, that's it? The whole plot's revolving around your punk ass, and you're here on a planet? The fuck are you doing? But afterwards, I still don't like it, because I would have liked a little bit more Luke, but whatever, he'll be the ultimate badass in episode 8 or 9. But the second one, the only two complaints I had I can think of is, one, what the fuck was the point of Captain Phasma?
Yeah.
Because when you see her, and you hear her speak, she has a cool-looking armor, she has a cool-looking cloak, and she has a commanding presence. And she's like, oh, shit. Like, she's like, and she the way she's answering to Kylo Ren, you can tell she's higher up on the food chain, and they proceed to do nothing. That fight that he has with the traitor trooper that Finn had, that should have been Captain Phasma, because at least she could have had that moment, and Finn, and that fight becomes more personal for Finn, because it's somebody, it's his superior officer, his former superior officer, and a person he's afraid of, versus, do you have a trash compactor, which is possibly the worst joke in the movie, because she looks, and she was basically Boba Fettic, all the toys, all the pictures, all this advertising, highlights in the trailer, and all these other shenanigans, and she's there for like a total maybe of 5 minutes. I'm probably being generous, which is a shame, because I think, again, you just replace that traitor trooper and put her there, give her that fight against Finn, you have something sweet. So that was a complaint I had with the movie. Another thing, Professor Snuka, or Dark Lord Snuka, or whatever.
Jimmy Superfly Snoke.
Why the fuck do we need another Emperor? Like, look, I understand this is like at certain point. Like, I was okay with the retreading, but the retreading of a sort of shadowy puppet figure. Like, do we? That to me is where it went a little bit over. That do we really need to do this dance again? And especially like how they had him like basically be the fucking Wizard of Oz.
But you know what the problem with that? With that is, by the time we come from Star Wars from episode four up to now, with all of the stuff, both the movies and all of the books that this shit mined stuff from.
Yeah,
you know, because it wasn't George Lucas. George Lucas kicked everything off, but if you paid attention to the prequels, you see he took bits and pieces from the extended universe and toss them in there, like Coruscant and a couple other things, and also with the Sith, because remember in what was it, Phantom Menace, he says there's always two Sith, a student and a master,
yeah,
and the Sith always works from like behind the scenes and everything else like that. So this is consistent with what we've seen for the most part, but. This is how they work. So even though it may seem you know, kind of like,
I mean, that's what he is.
That's just, yeah, but see, that's what they are.
I feel like the first Star Wars movie didn't have that. You had Vader.
It was the first one.
I know. I understand that. But you had, like, if you just had Ren and Kylo Ren and Hux, that and just the First Order in general, that would have been fine for me. Like, adding this mysterious shadow puppet figure, just like, I understand it is consistent with the mythology. Whatever. Three of those mythology movies suck. But I just don't like it. If they somehow reveal he's like something within the next two movies, and maybe, but as of this movie, I'm just like, your character is nothing. What is the point of you? Another thing, and this is treating to the retreading part, and this is sort of my last negative thing about this. Why the fuck are they called the Resistance? Cause like they won. They, like, it feels like, from my standing point, from just watching the movie, the Rebel Alliance won. So, yeah. and that the First Order seem to be the terrorist assholes who are rising up to fight against the now-empowered Senate. So, the only reason I can think of it, they never give this in movie, at least I don't think they do, I think they give it, like, in a fucking handbook, is that, like, might have been called, like it's a, like, it was to reassure the fan base, like, oh yeah, it's the Imperials versus the Resistance, or the Rebels, now it's the Resistance versus the First Order. I just don't understand, like, the First Order is a cool name, but I just don't understand why they're called the Resistance. What are you resisting? You won! You have technically the tactical advantage, I guess, because I don't know how many troopers that the First Order had.
Well, they're definitely down a few planets at least.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, there's the Alderaan moment, but like that moment didn't have
plural.
Yeah, the blue, but that moment didn't have like the weight that for some reason Alderaan didn't.
What I heard afterward. Because I thought the same thing, and I didn't understand why we were looking at, you know, a defense military as tiny as that was. Apparently, backstory, after, you know, the Emperor was killed, the Death Star 2 went, you know, like the first one and everything else, the new government that was formed shrank their military. You know, I mean, it purposefully shrank their military, and, you know, the new order popped up. And I guess there were a lot more people who, you know,
sympathized with the imperialists.
Yeah, exactly. Sympathized with the imperialists, and you know, decided to stick with them. So in order to not call in like an immediate, you know, retaliation, they branched off their military and made them the Resistance that you saw with Leia. That's how they wanted the story to work, and okay, that's one of the problems that I have with this.
Yeah.
Because at that point in time, you know, you have the Imperial...
I'll say, son, you have a speech impediment.
But they're on the run. That's when you co-opt and you take over every fucking thing that you have. And even granted, when you stop and think about it, the Resistance was small. The Rebels were small in 4, 5, and 6. You know, they weren't a huge organization. They had a large base here and maybe there. But we're talking the Imperials, by and large, they held systems. You know, multiple systems. So even if they lose 50% of their manpower, you still have the other 50% that, you know, has all of the big superstar destroyers and shit like that. So, and because of how they decided to, the new government decided to handle shit, I think they kind of cut their ankles in keeping it small just so it didn't, you know, cause further problems or whatever. That's the backstory, and you know, I think it's in one of the books.
Really wish they would have thought of something else to call them, like or at least mention like it's an homage to the fighters of old, you know, like or something. But like, there's nothing in the movie that tells you that.
You're right. But it was because, and this is one of my dislikes, because they liked having the heroes in the underdog position, you know, and which is one of the reasons why the movie works. But still, they, you know, it's basically fucking, you know, A New Hope all over again.
Yeah.
You have to have them hamstrung, you know, and this is one of the ways that J.J. Abrams and whoever else was
the Star Wars committee or whatever.
That's what, you know, that's what they came up with.
Yeah.
And it does suck. I agree with you because I'm just sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me? But, you know, this is what they came up
with. Yeah, but like that doesn't – and I want to say this because I know some people are like, that does not hurt my enjoyment of the movie. It's just one of those things like why Captain Phasma and Snooka? Like those are the three. Other than that, I can't – like Kylo Ren was like leaning towards bad when he threw his temper tantrum. Then he killed his father. You know.
Captain Phasma was a disappointment, and as surprised as I am to hear this, she's supposed to be an 8. So I don't know how the fuck that's happening.
She, you know, she's a clone. That's what she is, probably.
Yeah, it's possible. But, you know, she was a huge disappointment. She was an embarrassment because I was actually looking forward to see, holy shit, we got a chrome stormtrooper, and she's got this big-ass cannon, and she's got a cape.
Played by the actors from Game of Thrones that can actually put some gravitas behind it, too.
Who is that again? Because I don't know who that is.
She played Brienne of Tarth. I can't remember the actress' name.
Don't know who that is. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Okay, but, you know, we're talking a lot.
Her name's Gwendolyn Christie, Phasma.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That was her in the armor.
Or yes.
She just did the voice.
They purposely never showed her face, I think. I'm not sure why.
Which is fine, because, I mean, who cares? You know, she just needs to be Captain Phasma. I don't need to see her face. But, you know, we're talking, holy shit, large person, and didn't find out, holy shit, large female in chrome stormtrooper armor. Yo, she's got to be bad. Oh, this is going to be awesome. And, you know, they did fuck all with her.
They Boba Fetted her.
To be fair, though, she got tackled by Chewie.
We would all go down tackled by Chewie.
But, you know, it's just that afterward, you don't expect to see her because they dumped her in the trash compactor. It was like, well, we know what happens when you get put in the trash compactor.
I feel like they shouldn't have included that scene because I feel like that was the most cringe-worthy callback to the originals. It was just like – it just felt too forced versus like other things that happened. Like even when the resistance was running into Starkiller Base, a la like, you know, doing a run in Star Wars, I still had fun with that. Like I still enjoyed it because it was bigger and all the other shit. Versus the, do you have a trash compactor? That just felt one of those things that set the line a little too much.
And I'll put it out there, Starkiller Base itself. While I'll be the first one to say hooray for blowing up multiple planets on screen, kick ass for all the death and destruction, including the people on the planet that wasn't Coruscant.
So they blew up Coruscant.
That wasn't supposed to be Coruscant.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't supposed to be Coruscant. It was the home for the New Republic, but it wasn't Coruscant. So, you know,
whatever. Jar Jar Binks is still alive in this universe. I can't let this stand.
Unfortunately. But, you know, Just the scene of them looking up and saying, "Fuck me," you know, seeing those crimson contrails flying through the sky, and you know, Leia on the rebel base going, "What the devil are those?" You know, as much as I loved it, and I loved it, you know, I just kind of sat here and went, "Okay, so Death Star again? Really, really?" You know, that was the disappointment. It was the freaking Death Star all over again. And while, yeah, I liked all the death.
Well, I mean, it fits with Kylo Ren. I mean, it's not an excuse, but it fits with Kylo Ren's character that he's a wannabe Darth Vader.
But all of them, all of them are trying to be Darths. So
yeah.
I'll let that slide. Him, you know, basically going, help me, Darth Vader. You're my only hope.
You know, help me, Grandpa. That's what he wants.
Oh, yeah, help me, Grandpa, help me, Grandpa. Yeah, you know, that showed he had issues, and then there's all the temper tantrums and shit that he did, although I'll give him credit. He didn't off people willy-nilly like his grandfather did. As far as we know, he didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, he just trashed his own equipment, and
that's exactly. And as much as like John had put out there, as much as I love that no look laser bolt stop, because he didn't look, uh-huh. He just stopped, you know, just put his hand out there, didn't even bother that.
Nope,
that still tingles me. He was a brat, you know, and that is what I think is everybody's problems with him, is that he acts like a brat, and he's as old as he is. Well, you know, like,
it's part of the dark side, you know, the whole emotional instability, the anger, the hate,
it's one thing to have emotional instability, and there's another thing, if it was age appropriate, because he really does act like a child.
He acts like a 15-year-old.
I would say he acts like a 12-year-old, really. Or probably
I've seen some 50-year-olds who throw in tampons.
I've seen some 40-year-olds do that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but usually they have vaginas and they're on the period. That's right, I said it. No, but
PC culture, bullshit.
No, it was just that whole. And even when after he's been gut shotted by Chewie, who sucks at shooting, he had a clear target on that fucker. He shot him in the fucking.
He couldn't kill him because of plot. The plot wouldn't let him. There you go.
Oh, he was. All right, fair enough.
The plot just lifted, like, okay, Chewie, raise your elbow up a little bit and go.
But, you know, even after that, and after he gets, like, I think, glanced by Finn, you know, and when he's facing off against Rey, he pounds on himself, you know, and I think that was one of those, you know, where he's in pain and he's trying to focus through it. So he beats on himself. Right, yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's an eerie thing, too. But, you know, he still comes off too child petulant for me. And that's, you know, I could deal with somebody who's maybe not stable, but he comes off as way too young petulant for my taste, you know? And I, by and large, I don't really have a problem with Adam, whatever the fuck his name is, playing
Driver.
Okay, where's he going to drive her? Anyway, or anybody else in their roles as, you know,
if you
whoever.
Watch girls, it's in the anus.
He's Kanye West.
That's true. No, according to him, that never happened. Gay fish. Anyway, but I didn't like Ben loves the whole Finn Poe thing, and honestly,
like
I don't
Finn
get
Poe?
That.
What? I think I missed that.
No, no, but you know they you know he. I think Iggy was the one who's, you know, talking bromance with that, and I'm just kind of.
I want them to be gay lovers in the next movie. I want them
to
be.
Which I don't have a problem with, but it's not like we saw enough of that.
I saw enough for me, damn it.
Okay, well then.
The look that Poe. Okay, one, go look at the scene when the movie. Or you can probably get it now because of your means. Go look at the scene when he tells him. When he says, "Oh, that's my jacket," and Finn starts taking out the jacket, look, and he goes, "No, keep it. Looks good in you." He kind of bites his lip a little bit. I'm like, Poe wants that ass. Like, keep it on. You look good. You look good with it. Make them gay. Make them gay. Make them gay. I want them to be gay so bad. I'm not a fan of shipping. I will ship those two. I don't want, no. Just Rey can do whatever. I want Poe and Finn. Poe and Finn together. It has to happen.
And not for nothing, but as much as I enjoyed Rey, and to an extent Finn is the sweatiest black person on camera I've ever seen. You know, I don't know what the hell that was, but I get that, you
it's
know.
It's Matthew
he was...
Fox syndrome, heavy breathing, and also the just perspiration just eventually makes its way onto camera.
Yeah, but see, it's the just... problem is with the perspiration with his color skin just makes him look like you know, it shows up too often. I'm like, well, what did they do? Just douse him in like Afro Sheen, then pour some water on him so that you could see the sweat? Like, what the fuck? And with Rey, the girl, everything happened between clenched teeth. She's baring her fangs, you know? And I don't know what that shit was. Now, granted, Rey was a tremendous jack of all trades, and as we find out, that's because of the Force. And something that was brought up elsewhere, and I didn't actually pick up on it, but now that I thought about it, that's a strong point. She understands Chewbacca.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even, what was it, Luke came to understand R2-D2 without the use of a translator. She understood Chewbacca without help. You know, that's, and for some more, a little girl that was stuck on that planet her entire life, you could maybe argue that at some point she might have come across a Wookiee. And
how likely is that, though?
You know, but because of how strong the Force is in her, and this Force is really fucking strong in her.
Even like, yeah,
she beat him in a blade fight, never having used one before, and
that we know of.
Well, fair enough. But I'm not gonna say how well Kylo is as an
undercooked egg. He's not ready.
He has to be, because he almost got his ass beat by Finn. But still, in all,
even then, like Snuka says, he's not ready yet. His training is not yet complete.
Yeah, but again, though, he's still at least been trained in how to use a lightsaber. Finn, I don't think so, and same thing with Rey. So, you know, and even he managed to take and put down fucking Finn. Rey owns him.
Yeah.
The most he does is hard press Rey, and then after she falls in and lets the Force flow through her, guiding her actions, it's a fucking wrap, you know? And as much as I loved seeing it happen, you know, I was still disappointed in that, because
The better fight's going to come in either episode 9. So.
Which you know, I hope that actually happens, and I'm sure it's going to look good, even though Abrams isn't doing it, and I have no idea what this new guy's capable of. Still, you know, his childish tantrums were a problem. Her and the whole teeth bearing thing every 5 minutes, whenever she had to run somewhere, and chick could run, you know, but still, it's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Finn and his super sweatiness, you know, like,
you noticed the odd things. I didn't even pick them.
They needed to Shamu that fucker. Like, well, what the hell? So he's been covered in turtle wax and then soaked, so beads of sweat for no fucking reason. Poe, I didn't have any blows, although I love seeing him take out, like, what was it, 6 TIE fighters in like 30 seconds.
He's a badass.
You know, and he flies an X-Wing fighter. That's not for nothing. That's my favorite fighter ever when it comes to sci-fi. As much sci-fi and other bullshit as I've read and watched through my life, I still want an X-Wing fighter. That's the shit for me, you know? And everything else that happened, Snoke, I could care less about. What was her name? Maz Kazeta, the little pseudo-Asian alien bug-eyed chick that knew Han.
To his girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I liked her character, you know? She has no tie to the Force, but she understands it, and she knew that the thing was calling the girlfriend, and blah, blah, blah. That was nice, so okay. She might be the pseudo-Yoda, you know, because she's got wisdom for years. I think Leia was underused, seriously underused, and also things that they didn't do when they come back from the big battle, you know, Starkiller Base being blown up. She hugs Rey. You don't see her do anything to Chewie. Fucking her ex-husband is gone, or at least her estranged husband, because I don't know, did they actually say if they were...
They were probably like separated. I don't think...
Okay.
I don't know how divorce works in the galaxy far, far away.
Fair enough, but there's no scene between her and Chewie. We see her you know, fucking Ray walks up to her and then just looks, and then she's like, oh, honey, come here. Are you kidding me? Nothing? And then fucking they mishandled Leia. I honestly think
she'll get her due in the next two movies, which means she's going to die in the next two movies.
Well, we know she's going to die.
They're all going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone dies.
Luke might die next movie.
No, he's not dying until 9. He ain't dying until 9.
Why? There's no reason to keep him alive to 9. Leia, you know what? I don't know. But, you know, I'll lay odds that Leia makes it to 9 and then buys it, saving them.
I think it's reversed. I think Leia buys it next movie, and then Luke buys it.
Leia may die, and her death is what brings fucking
Luke back.
Back to being Ben. And one thing I really hated is all the people that keep asserting that Rey is Luke's daughter. There's zero evidence to support this theory. And it's also
there isn't. It's in the buns. Look in the buns. She has 3 buns.
Yeah. There's also zero sense that Luke would father a child and then have her dropped off on some backwater planet, which is also this planet.
But that's leaning too much into the theories. We'll get into theories later.
Yeah, well, I hate the theory. The theory just makes no sense. And my last hate is how much this movie mined the first A New Hope. It everything basically kind of falls into place almost the exact same way.
Yeah.
And even the two guys from the Raid showing up, which is actually kind of cool, and seeing all the little knickknacks and the .2s and the fucking jazz band and the bar and everything else like that. Yeah, and that's what helped make the movie work, but that's also a very annoying thing that they mined that movie so much. You know, because I was really going to like this no matter what because it brought me back Han and Chewie. Seriously. But, you know, well, there it is. So.
John, what did you not like about The Force Awakens?
Actually, not much. Other than the, you know, some of the more blatant, you know, parallels to New Hope and, you know, like Starkiller Base.
Well, that's an homage to, you know, what Luke Skywalker's original name was going to be.
I know, but I was just like, another fucking Death Star, why?
It was pretty cool when you first saw it, though. Like, what the fuck is that?
I know. But,
he drained his son.
Although, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson, the fucking killjoy that he is.
Well, yeah.
He's not a killjoy. He's a very intelligent man.
He's a very intelligent man who doesn't just know how to let shit go sometimes.
But, I think
they asked him the question, he had a good point to answer. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think my main complaint was, you know, since I'm a big fan of the expanded universe, there were a lot of elements that I really wanted to see. I wanted to see Grand Admiral Thrawn pop in. I wanted, you know, there were just various different elements that I wanted to see that would have really worked, but they, for whatever they decided, didn't want to do it. And the theory that Snuka is Vince McMahon behind the scenes, I'm not sure about, but... by him being Darth Plagueis, I can kind of see it. But
Wait—that he's Darth Plagueis?
Yes.
What?
That he was the one. Yeah, he was Palpatine's mentor.
No, I know who Darth Plagueis is, but that's a fucking thing that people think he's Darth Plagueis.
Yes.
Darth Plagueis the Wise.
That's unlikely because Disney, by and large, basically said that everything from the expanded universe.
Well, he's mentioned in
the prequel.
Yeah, he was mentioned in episode 3. Sidious calls him. Yeah, Sidious mentions him by name.
I don't remember. He does it in the movie?
In the movie, yes.
Yes. Talks to Anakin about how there was a Sith that did not die.
Who conquered.
Did he say his name, though?
He said Darth Plagueis the Wise. He called him Darth Plagueis.
Yeah, but Palpatine also never mentioned that he was his master. He never mentioned he was the man who turned on Darth Plagueis. So.
True, it's just a story.
Yeah, but we also don't know that Plagueis ever died.
All right. This is leaning into theory time. Let's get back to negativity because...
Theory time, across the air.
Boo, get off the set.
Only I can bring in a reference to Ford Fairlane. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Ford Fairlane was a fun movie, I'm sorry.
but yeah, otherwise there was really I didn't really have any complaints other than hearing all these people bitch and moan about it when I'm like, be happy we got a new Star Wars movie. And it wasn't prequel.
And it was at least entertaining.
Yes, it was an entertaining Star Wars movie. You got your money's worth. You didn't have the stink of the prequels in it. And there you go.
Well, I would say one. This is coming from
a guy who actually liked a lot of elements from the prequels, but mainly in the third movie. And so there you go. Just some of these fanboys just need to learn to shut up and enjoy the fact that we're getting a shit ton of Star Wars movies over the next.
And that Rey's the leading character, and we all should be happy about that. Nothing's wrong with the world.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to Star Wars Rogue One.
I want to take a picture with all the women that are going to be cosplaying as her over the next 2 years. Because I love Rey. She is my new woman of choice.
She's going to be the new Harley Quinn or Loki of the convention.
At least not as annoying. At least not as fucking annoying. Because at least Rey is stoic. B-Rye, close us out with negativity on The Force Awakens, if it's possible.
Sure.
I'm Japanese.
More like a fish.
Jesus Christ. Yes?
Tojo is my Hojo.
I didn't actually have anything specifically wrong with this movie. I mean,
that's because you're from Boston.
The retreading of New Hope is as blatant as it is, anything else. But it also was enjoyable. And you know what? From a certain point, I actually understood it. Because when you look at it, the Death Star never really failed as an instrument of destruction. The biggest problem was that how do you, covertly, build and move a giant fucking planet-sized space station. So building it inside of a planet, I guess, made sense because then, who would look for a fucking planet like that, but the brush-off of those five planets that they just blew up was kind of annoying. And it was very unclear who was being targeted and why. The political drama, as we mentioned, was very kind of unclear. You had to go through secondary, third sources to find out just what the hell was going on. And even then, But the political drama, it wasn't clear on who lived or died or who was being targeted and why and such. And, I'm able to excuse most of it because within the confines of the story, I understand it. Like, Kylo Ren is not a fully realized Sith. He wasn't even a fully realized Jedi. He was being trained under Luke, and so for him to be sort of...
And for some reason, Luke fucked up.
Yeah, I know. But you know what gets me is that he's able to fight off Finn and Rey to an extent while practically holding his guts in from the side of his, sternum. That was badass, okay? So, like I said, I want to see this dude come at you with full health, because he was not only physically fucked up, but he was mentally messed up from offing his dad not like 10 minutes ago. So, I want to see a clear-headed, committed-to-evil, fully healthy Kylo Ren take on Rey, and that's going to be a fucking fight to see. That is what I need my seat for. But suffice to say that Kylo Ren's characterization as... whiny emo, I think, was the direct term I heard. Was spot on. Very short tempered, very very easily. I don't know. And I was more surprised actually that I wasn't more upset at Rey being as powerful as she was. I honestly didn't understand it. But maybe people are just. Feel different about it, but I would.
They don't like the idea of a woman being in charge. That's not true for everybody, but I guarantee that's probably for some.
Yeah, absolutely.
A female lead in Star Wars? What kind of bullshit is this?
Powerful? What? No. What? Everyone's like, oh, well, she learned all this shit way too soon. Bitch, Luke learned to use the Force and a lightsaber in the trip it took to get from fucking Tatooine to Alderaan, okay? Don't fucking bring that shit up.
There's a picture that a comic writer, Eric Troutman, tweeted out where it's like when she's holding up that gun in that forest in the planet, I can't remember, where it's like, call me Mary Sue, one goddamn time. One more goddamn time. It's just like she's not. I think she. Continue, Brian. I don't want to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. I don't think she was a Mary Sue. I think she was basically just a cutout of Luke. I think what they're mad at is that she just did it better than Luke did, because Luke was kind of a fuck up, and especially
I can do anything better than you.
Yeah, she can. He can't. He really fucked
up. No, he can't.
Yeah, no, he can't. No, he cannot.
Yeah, because he got his ass kicked by the fucking sand people. He's like, one hit. Ray would have kicked all their asses.
Yeah. Off of the sand masturbating. I mean, come on.
Yeah, although, in his defense, he lived with Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. She lived by herself by the looks of it.
Yeah, she was alone.
Know, that shit grew up hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to let that go.
It's a hard knock life for
us.
So, yeah, I'm willing to excuse a lot of that because, honestly, I mean, yeah, they're just mad because she's doing it better than Luke ever did, honestly. And fuck Anakin. He's an asshole. And I'm really curious as to, you know, was Kylo Ren just not enlightened as to the fact that his grandfather switched back to the light side in his last moment of ultimate sacrifice?
Considering
it's like Force Ghost just floating there, like, what the fuck are you doing? No, stop.
Well, there are rumors floating around, but considering it's I would justify it as basically selective history. In that he's choosing to ignore that last bit of redemption and probably times before. Because, I mean, like, he would know. They would tell him. Like, if he asked, like, as a young child, what was my grandfather like? But, like, he's probably, he probably is exemplifying the point of where Darth Vader was in, quote-unquote, his prime, and he idolizes that. That's probably where it's from.
That's fair, I suppose. And also, I am not a fan of the Rey Skywalker theory. I don't want her to be a fucking Skywalker. It's been done and done and done, and we don't need that. What I would like to see is Rey Kenobi. That is where I'm laying my chips. That is what I want to
It's Obi-Wan's kid?
Granddaughter, theoretically. Well, he was in Hermitage on Tatooine for however many years.
But that's Tatooine, though. He was on this is Jakku. It's not the same planet, though.
I know that, but if he had a child on Tatooine, and then that child, for whatever reason, you know, I would think that Luke could pick up where Obi-Wan's child was, considering how...
And then Luke would just leave her? Okay, are we transitioning to theories now? Are we just doing...
because I really don't have that much more...
Okay, transition to theories, go.
Oh, also, but I will say also, just to co-sign, Phasma was a huge fucking disappointment. Fuck her. I mean, I don't understand why she was there to begin with. And also, the trash compactor thing is terrible in the sense that she's supposed to return for future movies, but if she was in the fucking trash compactor...
Again, she's a clone. She's a clone. Because they mentioned that Kylo Ren wanted to use clones. I guarantee you Phasma's one of the clones. I guarantee you. That's their justification.
That would be awesome if we're thinking an all-female squad of Stormtrooper clones.
She's awesome. I remember that was going to be in... I remember that was a rumor for Attack of the Clones that there was going to be an army of Darth Mauls. I remember that was a rumor floating around. That would have been pretty cool. Alright, so theory time? Is it theory time?
The whole army of Phasma is on their period at the same time. Oh, dear God.
Is it theory time?
That's sexist, you dick.
Is it theory? Okay, I'm gonna. It's theory time.
It's theory time.
It's theory time. So I have one. Time. I have one theory. I'm not limiting you guys to one theory, but I only have one theory. I don't think she's Luke's kid. Because Luke is just not like he. I don't think. Why would he do that? They would have to go above and beyond to explain why would Luke leave a young child on an abandoned planet by herself. You know, like, they would, and it would make Luke is such a horrible person, in my opinion, to do that. I'm kind of hoping I'm wrong on this. One, I really hope she's not connected to anything. I really hope it is literally, like, how Luke was originally intended to, like before we knew he was Darth Vader's son, he was just this young man who happened to be caught up in an amazing journey and becomes the hero. I hope that Rey ultimately becomes that she just happens to be... She's in Triumph of the Force, so she's connected to something, but she's not connected to the Skywalkers, because I feel like it's done. But if I do have to go to theory, I don't think... and also one, so that way people don't try to have like a creepy romance between the two. I don't think... I think she is somehow a clone of Kylo Ren, but female. And so she's like basically... But she wasn't born through Leia. She's a clone. She's basically, she's Kylo Ren's sister via clone. So not like actual birth
so
to her.
She's still a Skywalker.
Yes.
Lame.
But through Leia.
She's a Palpatine.
But through Leia, so it's not through Luke. So it wouldn't be Luke's child. It would be through Leia and...
Yeah, his twin sister. So she's
yeah,
still
like
a
I said,
Skywalker.
Like I said, it's the one I want to have the least, but like and the other theory I had is like basically like, you know, like what happened? How the fuck did Luke, of all people, mess up so bad that Kylo Ren turned to Jimmy Superfly Snuka? My thinking is that Luke just got a huge bag of weed and got careless. There you go. That's my theory. Luke just got careless. That's the only theory I have is that I think they're gonna go with that their brother and sister via clone. That Kylo Ren is in fact that Rey. Is a clone of Kylo Ren, because if you look at Kylo Ren's name, it's an anagram of Rey in some weird bullshit that I just made up right now. that
makes much sense. Some of the other shit.
That's the most I can think of is that Rey is a clone of Kylo Ren, and that to hide that the reason she's on Jakku is because Snuka wanted to recruit Kylo Ren at that age, and they didn't want her to be captured, and because they knew she would be fine. They probably, like, didn't intend to leave her all this time around, but probably Han Solo just got, you know, caught up in other things, and everybody just got caught up, and then the First Order came out, and they just kind of forgot about her, which, in turn, everybody forgot about her, so it was for her safety. So, yeah, she's a clone of Kylo Ren. There you go.
So she's X-23, okay.
Yeah, she's X-23. John, what is your...
I'm thinking that, you know, and I heard that there was a theory about it, and it would kind of make some weird sense. I'm thinking Rey might be a Palpatine.
You know? A Palpatine?
Yeah.
Explain this, motherfucker.
No.
The Emperor, you know, he had to lay a lot of pipe and Coruscant in some form or another. And if he wanted to do a try again for an idolized, you know, conduit of the Force, wouldn't be too far of a stretch to say that she might be of the Palpatine line, because Naboo is still around, and he's from Naboo. Mm-hmm. And it would fit, you know, because you know, he was strong with the Force. She was obviously very, very strong with the Force. And, you know.
She's connected to something. What if she's Yoda's kid?
That would be funny.
Now, that's a sex scene that I didn't want to even think about.
50 Shades of Green.
Uh-huh.
Anything else, John?
But I'm going to say that we're going to probably find out the wind-up is going to be another... You know, she's going to be the other Solo twin type thing, you know, like they did in the expanded universe, but I'm thinking...
Oh, then why wouldn't... Like, that's... Like, I don't want to agree with... It's like she doesn't react to, like, my long-lost daughter.
Maybe she's trying to keep it, you know, hidden.
That'd be dumb. Because any mom who sees their child would be like, no, fuck this secret, that's my daughter.
Yeah, true. But, I don't know. Otherwise, I'm just kind of like, I'm thinking that it would make sense that Snuka... Hulk Hogan.
Darth Superfly.
Yep. It's probably Darth Plagueis, if not another different or a clone of Palpatine.
I think Snuka is Gollum.
They would not go with that abortive storyline they did in Dark Horse Comics with him having cloned bodies.
I think Snuka is Gollum. He transferred it. He transferred to V universes because he
same
couldn't
actor,
find his precious.
So would...
uh-huh. That ruined the joke, asshole. Ruined the joke. Ruining my jokes.
Curse you.
See, this is what happens with white privilege, everybody. They think they can ruin your jokes.
Wow.
Any more theories, John?
No, not really, other than we just, you know. I think there's going to be another movie out in another year or two.
We're going to get... Rogue One is a past movie, so it doesn't count. Well, I mean,
yeah,
it counts, but...
No,
if it feels like... if it's as fun as this one, I'll go see
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
No, because it's Expanded Universe trash, so no.
I heard Thrawn might show up in...
8?
Rebels?
Oh, the cartoon.
Cartoon Network?
Yeah, I heard he might...
Yeah, that's canon, apparently.
Might show up in that.
That's canon, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, perfect. Brian, lay us some theories.
I'm still sticking to the Rey Kenobi theory. I would love that more than anything else, mostly because it gives you an excuse to bring back Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, which was the best part.
Oh, hell yeah.
Seriously. You need to get him back. If not to, for that, I mean, because I would love to see Ewan McGregor show up as like a Force ghost as his older Obi-Wan Kenobi self. But also, I just, anything with him as Obi-Wan Kenobi would be sellable to me. I would buy two tickets for anything he was in with Obi-Wan. So, but aside from that, that's where I think the strongest foundation lies. And I think the whole Skywalker thing is honestly a misdirect. I think it's trying to bait people into thinking, oh, she's this, but she's not really that. Because, A, there's the whole thing about Han and Leia either not realizing who she is or not recognizing her, which I don't think would be a thing, especially considering how Leia apparently has the Force now, which I guess she always had.
Well, I mean, that was like
after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, like, I feel him.
Yeah. So,
and not in that weird way where I kissed him, but I mean, I feel him spiritually.
So I don't think that's legitimate, and I also don't think that Luke would abandon his own child.
Like I said, yeah, and because I said if it turns out he did, it would make Luke worse as a character.
Yeah, it would definitely degrade his character. So
they find some really like workaround where like, oh, you did it for noble reasons, you sly motherfucker.
Yeah, because, look, the only reason that Luke and Leia were hidden was because the mother had died in childbirth and their father was an evil dictator. So Luke really has...
And then the question is, if Luke is the father, who the fuck is the mother?
That's another question, too, because then you have to might bring up Mara Jade if you want
to I have a theory for that.
If you say Leia, I will punch you through the computer. Just saying.
I have a theory for that.
Brian, do you have any more theories?
I think Snoke is absolutely Jabba the Hutt.
Why do you think Jimmy Superfly Snuka is Jabba the Hutt?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
Now, Snoke, I honestly don't know what to make of him. I would love for him to just be his own character, but I know that probably won't be the case. And also, I've read a theory going around, a fan theory, and I'm not sure, I missed it if you guys talked about it, but that he is actually just really tiny, and he's using the camera to make himself.
What if he's Yoda? The Yoda didn't really die.
He's Yoda's long-lost twin brother from another mother.
Yeah. I mean,
he's on the dark side.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I only thought of it because, like you said, he's really, what if he's really, really tiny?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite theories floating around, that he's actually just making himself look huge and that he's, in fact, really...
Well, he's not that huge, first of all. Like, that's just...
But he's, like, he's overcompensating for it, yeah. You know? Like, he's making himself look bigger in every projection. Because, yeah. You know, when you had fucking Palpatine, he mostly just had, you know, a body shot or the face up or whatever, but then Snoke, like, encompasses the whole fucking
Snook
world.
Is like, you're gonna see my chair? I went to IKEA to buy this chair. You're gonna witness it.
If I was wearing a short skirt, you would see up the skirt. That is what I intend for you to see.
No, thank you. We don't want to see up your skirt.
Yeah, well, not, that's me in the presence of Snoke. Whatever. Look. Like, so that's all I got for theories, actually, yeah. So...
All right. What is your theory that you want to tell us, T-Man?
Okay. I got a few. Okay. One, Rey is the test tube baby child of Leia and Luke. I've said it.
Then why? You were getting on me that I was saying she's a clone of Kylo Ren and motherfucking whatever. It's fine.
That's right. She's a child of incest. Tasty, tasty incest. Yeah, I'm rubbing nipples right now. Yeah.
So I guess Leia, much like her actor, dabbled in drugs. That's just
yes.
Look, a lot of things happened after Return of the Jedi. We don't talk about it anymore.
It was one night, and they regretted it ever since.
And now that little mistake's going to be the hope for the universe. Who would have thought?
No. Okay. Well, no. That's kind of wishful thinking on my part. No, seriously. I think that it would be really fucking hilarious if Rey was the child of Anakin Skywalker and Ahsoka Tano.
Oh, the thing from Rebels? No, Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, the alien shit, because apparently there was a thing, right?
It was a Twi'lek.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a thing because I stopped watching.
She wasn't a Twi'lek. She wasn't a Twi'lek.
She was blue-skinned, I know that much.
No, Ahsoka Tano is the Padawan he had in Clone Wars.
Yeah, wasn't she in Twilight?
Oh, I'm thinking of another character. You're talking about the one with the weird orange hair.
She's some offshoot species. I know she isn't a Twi'lek. God, You remember Methos from the boards? He's really into this shit. I forget exactly her species name. Hang on.
She's a weird Star Wars creature. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, she's half alien, so that would make Rey at least half.
So that means that she was at least
Togruta. She's a Togruta.
How do you explain Rey's age, though? But like,
well, she could have been a test tube experiment.
Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
It, you know, it could have been something where, her fertilized whatever the fuck was, you know, floating in a tube somewhere.
The ultimate Jedi. During,
as a matter of fact, and when, during the course of the 30 years, when the fucking the resistance, whatever, is flushing out all of these old, imperial, you know, hidey holes, somebody might have found the, you know, child with the test tube floating in the thing and sold it off to somebody who went and, you know, said, hey, look, here's a child. Take the child. It's useless. Give me shekels. And she's like, mommy, mommy, daddy, whatever the fuck. And she grew up outside. But, you know, she's, you know, strong in the force from both ends. You know, yeah, from both ends. All right. And then, you know, there you go. Or she could be the daughter of Han Solo from some chick that he, you know, banged, you know, after he left Leia because of what happened with Ben. Maybe that's why she felt like he was a father figure.
Your theories are stupid.
Or maybe, no, here we go. Maybe she's Finn's long-lost sister.
Oh, someone had the jungle fever. That's just...
And that's still incest. Yes.
Well, yeah. Oh, you mean that Finn is Luke,
yeah,
Han, and...
Rey, no. Finn and Rey.
Our sister? Our
brother-sister. Exactly.
I thought about that. I hope they don't do that just because that would basically be a retread of Luke and Leia.
I thought about it, too, a few nights ago, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
So, Taser, you're subscribing to the idea that Leia...
If they're... Okay, I'll be fine with them if they're brother-sister if Finn turns out to be gay.
Say it again, Bri.
What I'm saying is that you're banking on Leia having had a thing with Lando Calrissian. That is what you're saying. That is where Finn comes from. Is
look, we all
about?
Know that Lando could have landed Leia.
Dude, he is the smoothest pimp in the galaxy.
I mean, they were estranged. They were estranged.
Exactly, and she needed some love.
And Lando was nowhere to be seen in this movie.
And Leia, with her hair down, like she was at the end of...
Jedi?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, that's Carrie. Well, I mean, Carrie Fisher was ridiculously hot. Like... People forget that. People forget that.
She's hot. I'm saying it now.
I never forgot.
I would still bang Carrie Fisher.
That metal bikini will never forget, man, my friend.
Oh, you have no idea.
A lot of young boys became men that day.
No, but if I'm to be really honest, I think I have to side with Bride. I definitely have to side with Bride. Make her not a part of anything. Because it's one of the weakest things in storytelling is to keep everything as incestuous as possible in regards to one thing's relation to another.
I think we can all
everything
agree on that.
Does not need to be, you know, some form of like one or two degrees of separation.
Like Taser is really like Taser's really my great uncle from a long time ago.
You never know it. I'm your uncle from another mother on the other side of another.
No, that's impossible because we're all beaners over here.
And I like beans. There you go. 3 degrees of separation. No, but I honestly hope that's the case because there's no reason for her to be tied. None whatsoever. You know, she should just be somebody who happens to be exceptionally well.
Good at the Force.
Good at the Force.
Because that's what Luke, I mean, like in the first movie, that's what Luke was. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and just by happenstance, although we know, yeah, greater story, and blah, blah, blah. And really, all Luke was Darth Vader's attempt at redemption. He was redemption right there, you know? Darth Vader fulfilled his role of evening out the Force.
He exterminated the Jedi.
Exactly. And, you know, because look at it. It was mostly nothing but Jedi and no Sith. So he balanced it out.
How do you like my Palpatine, guys?
It still sucks.
It sounds like I'm doing Pennywise the Clown.
No, actually, it sounds like you got a fist up your ass. And I'm not making that up. It really does sound like it. Sound like that.
I'm a puppet.
So, yeah. And
Nacer, how would you know what a fist up the ass sounds like?
He's Kanye West. That's the answer.
Gay fish. You know, no,
hey, guys, we have to stop. I've gotten a cease and desist from Kanye West. We're going to call it a show.
No.
Yeah, he's just upset over what, what's the name, Amber Rose said.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Let's move on from Kanye to Star Wars.
Greatest movie of 2015. Fuck it, I said it.
It was a damn good way, and I'll agree. I'll side to that. Yes.
An excellent way to close out 2015 too.
Great. It was great to like watch that before Christmas. Like it was, and I saw it again on Christmas, and I saw it again on New Year's.
But I gotta say this. Watching Han Solo get gut stabbed breaks my fucking heart.
I think a lot of tears were shed that day.
And even when it happened. And even though you could see it, it was telegraphed, basically.
Oh, hell yeah.
He would have to be a complete fucking...
The second he walks in the thing and then the spotlight shines, like, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, but, no. My stomach dropped.
When he gets stabbed, I'm still thinking, he might get saved. When he got tossed over the fucking railing, I was thinking, he might get saved.
I cried.
It's not until the planet blew the fuck up did I cry because I went, nobody went back for Han.
They can't even recover the body.
I honestly did shed tears in the theater. That's not a lie. Han Solo dying is probably one of the saddest things that I've ever had to watch in a movie. Because as much as I like, you know, everybody likes Luke Skywalker because he's, you know, the Jedi.
I think more people like Han. I know you're saying that, but I think more people like Han.
See, that's my point, though. People liked Han because Han was a man. And I don't mean he was manly. Han was a man. Han was the guy who owned his own destiny. He wrote his own check. He moved by his own will, you know? So, and you know, case in point, the scene with Greedo. He's like, well, really, you know, there were things that I had to do and blah, blah, blah. And you had, you know, green alien talking shit at him. It's like, chapow, fuck you, I'm out. Deuces. You know what I'm saying? So here you have the man on screen giving back to us after 30 fucking years. And Chewie! And you get to see a whole lot of exposition of Han with a younger character in pseudo father role, and you know things are gonna get better because everything's coming together, and then you get to that scene, and you're like, ah, shit.
To me, your connections to Han Solo, but like to me, like I like Han Solo, but to me the emotional fact was the fact that it was his, like, cause this is like the fucking Star Wars is like at least post Empire, it's about fathers and sons. And this movie, so too, was about Han and Kylo.
Okay.
Right. And like me, I made it no secret that like I'm a sucker for that shit. So the fact to me, it's like his own son killed him. It was like what hurt, like the fact that, like when he kind of succumbs to him, like, okay, Dad, okay, I've calmed down. I'm not gonna throw tantrums anymore. I'm sorry. And then he doesn't let go. And he just stabs him. It's just like, oh my god, you fucking bastard. You're evil. You are beyond the worst saving. You are going to die. You're going to get an ass whooping. So yeah. Let's move on. Let's conclude the show with what are we looking forward to with Episode 8, which is no longer releasing in May of 2017, but rather December of 2017.
It'll be Christmas again.
Hey, you know what? If this Star Wars movie every Christmas, could we ask for anything more? I don't think so. The one thing I will say I want from Episode 8, don't fucking retread Empire Strikes Back. You did it. I understand why you did it, and I applaud you that you. I know why you needed to do it for this movie because you wanted to reassert a majority of the fan base's trust. I get it. It's done. Let's move on. If this smoking movie opens on an ice planet, I swear to God. There will be no grace period for this movie. There will be the hype for episode 7 was unreal. The hype for episode 8 is going to be, and the expectations, now the expectations have been set ridiculously high, the expectations are going to be through the roof for people going into episode 8. Do not, I repeat, you cannot retreat episode 8. Like, if you're going to have the characters go through a hard time, okay, that's understandable. If you're going to have them lose, that is fine. That is storytelling. You're going to see Rey and Finn struggle. That's just funny. What I don't want to see is callbacks to episode 8. I swear to God, if we go to an ice planet, if we go to a cloud-like planet, if we see Lando, I might forgive that just to see Lando again. But if he's doing like the same thing, I swear to God. There needs to be more progression on Finn's character. I want Poe and Finn to be gay. I want more Luke Skywalker. Like, you know, being, he's basically going to be Yoda, or a Yoda Obi-Wan mentor character. So I want to see how that plays out. I want to see an evolution of Kylo Ren as a character. If he's still this emo brat, because I get it why he was like that in The Force Awakens, I understand it. But if he has not changed at all within the course of between now and whatever episode 8 ends up being called, I swear to God, if it's called First Order Strikes Back, I'm going to lose my shit. Kylo Ren has to progress as a character. There needs to be more Poe Dameron. He was the one, out of all the three, he was the one who got the least amount of screen time. He needs to be shown more love because he's Oscar Isaac and the man has dreamy eyes.
I say screw that, he's a pilot. You know, more X-Wing action.
Exactly. Exactly.
More X-Wing action.
Exactly. That's my head. That is my hope. Kylo Ren needs to develop his character. Do not, I repeat, do not retread episode Empire Strikes Back. Again, having the characters fall and fail and struggle, that is storytelling 101. That is fine. That is perfectly fine. But don't do Cloud City.
Well, that they shouldn't do it, it's that they can't do it. I mean, Empire is still heralded as probably the greatest Star Wars movie of all time.
Right, that's another thing. But I'm talking about, like, they cannot hit beat for beat Empire. They can't do that with this movie. That trick won't work. It worked with Force Awakens, but it won't work for Episode 8. People will see right through it, and they won't be as kind this time. We need to see actual progression of the characters. For post.
No, it's not so much that it would limit their progression. It's just that story-wise, it's cheating because all you're doing is copying another movie.
Exactly. Which is why I'm kind of glad J.J. Abrams isn't, because the second Star Trek movie was basically Star Trek 2. He directed Star Trek 2.5. So
and lied about it too. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my thoughts. Kylo Ren needs to evolve. The other three need to evolve. They need to, and then don't retread Empire. Just don't.
Well, you know, to be fair, Poe Dameron doesn't need to evolve. He's a solid character.
No, I mean.
I'm pretty sure that's why he didn't get as much development in this movie.
Exactly, because he's not.
Speaking mainly towards Finn and Rey, then. Like, they need.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
I just want more Poe, and I want him to have sweet butt sex with Finn. That's all I want.
Oh, jeez.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
Wait, I need to retread this before we finish.
I want some Tinder man loving.
Okay. I would like somebody to explain to me why R2 was...
dormant?
...off. Exactly.
Depression, because robots get depressed.
Bullshit. It was dumb. I mean, there was technologically, there was no... Oh, please do.
Okay. I think the official reason given was that he was sifting through a massive amount of data and
you hear me laughing?
No. Is it it of a sort?
Wait, I'm still laughing. Are you gonna continue with that bullshit?
It's
So you're telling me that R2...
What the fuck do you care? You didn't miss R2 at all in this movie.
I did.
Oh, bullshit.
He pulls a fucking dusty tarp off R2.
I'm calling bullshit.
BB-8 replaces BB-8 forever.
BB-8 is not nothing compared to R2.
Nah, I like BB-8 more. BB-8 was cuter. I love BB-8. I love BB-8.
R2 doesn't need to be cute. R2 was snarky and ballsy. All right, I'd take an R2. I'd rather have R2-D2 as somebody to rely on than fucking BB-8 any fucking day of the week. BB-8 did what? Ran. Fucking R2 would run up to you and taser you. Fuck all of that shit. And then would hack the ship and crash everybody. He'd have shut down the entire Starkiller base.
That little mobile garbage can would get knocked the hell over. He'd get kicked over and he'd turtle and he couldn't get him. And then he would get shot.
He would use his leg jets to do so.
Those don't exist! Those don't exist, you fuck. That's so fucking stupid.
I'm gonna go the crowd on you for a second, okay? I'm gonna be like, crowd. Bullshit! Bullshit!
Alright. What do you fuckers want from episode 8?
Taser, you wanna go first?
Lando. I want Lando.
You want the cool side of the pillow?
So you want them to retread Empire Strikes Back?
No. I wanted Lando in this one, too, to be perfectly honest.
I'm actually surprised he wasn't in this one.
I want a scene between Leia and Chewie, because for the two most important people in his life, aside from his son, they had no scene together, especially after his death. You know, they didn't even do anything about his death. Nothing. There's just the whole, I have the lightsaber. Oh, come here, let me hug a person I'd never spoke to before in my life. Nothing happened with Han's death. Not a fucking thing, except for Leia going, oh, I felt it. So, yeah, I want something. There should have been, and this is another thing with a story where the movie suffered, there was nothing to connotate how shocking his death was, aside from the fact that Leia felt it. Nothing. And with, you're looking at somebody who's a hero of the Republic. So, you know, do something with that. I think that's actually important. And I don't want it to be like, you know, Leia and Luke finally giving in to their urges because Han's out of the way.
God damn it. And I'm the southern, and I'm the southerner here. You get the fucker up in the north talking about
things. I'm a southerner's bad name, Taser. God damn it.
Well,
tell me you wouldn't bang Leia.
Not if she was my sister, no.
If I hadn't seen her in a long time, I might forget.
Oh,
okay, I'm done.
Brian, what do you want from episode 8?
I want to see, let's see.
Leia bouncing on Luke's dick.
That's Rule 34 if you want. That shit already exists.
Yeah, I know. You frequent 4chan. You don't have this shit already? Anyway, what I want from this movie is I would like to see Lando again. Lando's always a welcome addition just because, you know, he's black guy. Well, is he not smooth and is he not a criminal?
Yes, he is. He's very smooth and he is a criminal.
There you go. So that's what he is, okay? I want him to come, like, moonwalking into it, like, hey, Arnold, but, oh, right. No, but,
open the can of Colt 45. With a copy of Dreamgirls. Diana Ross.
Does he not have his hand, too? Does he start singing, it's all in the hips? It's all...
That was Carl Weathers.
Oh, shit. I'm mixing my black guys up. God damn it.
Hollow Creed.
That's Ben Castroita, wherever the fuck Texas, 10294.
I'm mixing my black people up.
1313 Mockingbird Drive.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just did that. I don't know why I was thinking of that was him.
Oh, God. Yeah, so...
I was thinking of Billy D. I need to think of Billy D. Williams, not Carl Weathers.
Of course.
I should have said Harvey Dent, but he wasn't memorable in that movie, so it's whatever.
Oh, God. I definitely want to see Lando back. That'd be cool. Just get him in as the last real original Star Wars character to show up.
Fucking Akbar was in this movie.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I definitely
It's a frap!
I want... I I don't want the question. The question doesn't have to be answered right away, but I would like some expansion upon who Rey might be.
Oh yeah, there we don't. I don't want an answer till 9. Draw out the fucking mystery.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with, and it doesn't even need to be completely answered. But if they give her a place to start, you know, I have no problem with that. Just really, as long as it doesn't tie her to the Skywalkers, as long as it doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people want.
Yeah, I definitely don't want her to be a Skywalker, but I don't need a definitive answer, but I would just like some hints further guessing who she might be.
Mm. So,
that's really
who is the mother? Who is the father?
Indeed, man. I want to know. And I want to know where her lineage is, because if they do end up pulling that stuff, you know, that's...
She's related to somebody, but I'm hoping it's not the Skywalkers.
But at the same time, I kind of hope she isn't related to anybody, you know, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much where I find myself. I don't want a whole lot, because I have faith they'll do it right, but that's where I find myself. But, yeah, I'll co-sign the don't rip off Empire Strike.
Yeah, don't have anybody cut off their hands, which surprisingly did not happen in this movie. They didn't cut off anybody's hands.
But, I honestly was waiting for that to happen, because it just seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially with second movie tradition, you know? It happened in Attack of the Clones to Anakin. It happened in Empire Strikes Back to Luke. It'll probably happen to someone in the next
movie. Don't have Rey cut off her hand, please. I can't. I would...
Maybe Finn will get his hand cut off.
I think it'll probably happen to, you know, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a dick and I don't like
it. You know what? He would probably do it to himself because he idolizes his grandfather.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real here. All right. So that's going to do it for our Force Awakens. I think we generally had a good time. I had a good time with this.
We have fun.
So I have a lot of stuff to plug. Because I'm all over the internet apparently now, or like most of it. God damn it. Head over to marvelousiki.wordpress.com for a new RPG commentary with me, Mr. Dragon, as we cover Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Yay. Go check that out. It's a short movie. Then head over to youtube.com/bigiron2012 for all my Twitch archive stuff that's moved over there. If you want to watch me stream live on Twitch, hit up at twitch.tv/iggy2814. That has all my that's my live stream stuff, and currently we're playing a free-to-play game called Brawlhalla, which if you play Super Smash Brothers, it plays very much like that, and it's free-to-play from the start. You don't have to purchase anything. You can buy things in the game, there's in-game purchases, but so far I have not felt the need to buy it, to buy anything. It's very fun, free-to-play, it's on Steam, go get it, come play with me. And I'm gonna put a link in the description so you guys can check out. I was on a YouTube video, YouTube channel. My friend Justin Wright, aka Zero Score, I was part of his Mario Maker Monday thing he does every Monday, in which he played some of Mario Maker levels, and I possibly made him rage the least, but we still had a good time. I had a good time recording it. So go check that out. Again, there will be a link in the description of the episode. And also, this is a little bit of a bragging rights for me because, as you guys know, I write for thegreenlanterncore.com. I do reviews virtually every week, with the exception of one week when Cast of Sinestro comes out because I don't review that book. But recently, the publicist for DC Comics actually retweeted my most recent review of the Omega Men number 8, which I gave a 5 out of 5. That's cool. The actual fucking publicist of DC Comics read my review, liked it enough to tell people, hey, go read this. I've gotten a bunch of new Twitter followers as a result. Now the pressure's
real. Somebody saw me.
Well, I mean, like, it's a pretty big deal. Like, the comic writers know who I am, but, like, I never took anything away. This is, like, somebody who's in, it's the fucking publicist. I mean, come on. Like, they have access to things that could mean things. I don't know. I'm probably reading it too much now, but it was a nice thing for him to do, is what I'm saying, that to go out of his way to read my review and to tell people, basically, when you retweet something, hey, go check this out. This is a good review. He even quoted the review to entice people into reading my review. So, DC recognized me. That's pretty cool. I can put that on my resume and officially noticed by DC Comics. I think that's it. Oh, and Marvelous Iggy for all updates, because I am the Marvelous one.
Yeah, he's no longer Peter Parker.
No. You guys have anything else you guys want to say before we leave for tonight?
Yeah, I probably won't be back on until you either do something involving
Deadpool?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or...
Well, then you're going to be back for
or
Deadpool.
I'll be back for Deadpool, but, you know, like with Star Wars, we might be a while.
No, I'm going to see it that the weekend comes out, so probably not.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Unless all of us don't see it. I mean, the worst is going to be... I'm not going to wait for Deadpool. Let's just say that much.
I don't plan to either.
I'll wait for Brian, because that's the one I really want to do with, because he's the Deadpool nut.
I'm seeing an opening weekend.
All right.
So we'll have all of us.
I'm seeing
it. Want to do it with Brian. Yeah. Okay, so then I guess then you'll probably hear me from come that weekend, that Monday after that weekend.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a long stretch. Until
yeah, then.
So,
then
people who used to hear my voice, well.
Arrivederci?
Well, no, just then until we meet again.
Till Civil War, and then Days of Future, and then X-Men Apocalypse.
There you go.
All right, Brian, close us out, baby.
Next movie we get to do is Deadpool. That'll be fucking awesome. I'm stoked for it. And Taser, man, it's not going to be the
Don't
same.
Don't get soapy! Okay, better not.
No chick flick moments. I'll keep it clean. All right. But, man, I'm going to miss your vitriol.
How do I live without you?
Vitriol, yes.
I'm going to miss your rage. Your rage,
yes.
I'm going to miss your perviness and your myriad of...
Perviness, yes. Myriadness, yes.
Yes, yes. So, man... Who are we going to find to replace this motherfucker? Man?
Nobody.
Replace this motherfucker.
Let's, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Follow at Warriors3PCast on Twitter for all. He won't do it. He will not do it. No.
Bet you will.
No, he won't. Wes, if you're listening to us, the invitation's there. But I know you're not going to accept it. So let's conclude the show. Thank you for listening to our special edition podcast on Star Wars Episode 7. We'll see y'all next time. May the Force be with you.
And also with you.